First things first, we get to where I need to be. But anyhow, I got a note this morning. Russ gave it to me from a person in our church. I've had a few people say, how do you get up in front of so many people or in front of the church and talk and think? Well, God's given me the gift of gab, so that's one good thing. But another thing is the encouragement from people in our church. It's amazing. I've received 6 phone calls this week, and now a note saying people are praying for me. It says it read, sorry I can't be there, but something came up. But won't be there this Sunday. I'm praying for you, and I will listen to you on the radio, and I know 1 Peter is really good message. Hope this blesses you and everything goes great. And then she left a message, I mean a verse on it. I'm going to have Jill read it. It's Joshua 1:9. Can't argue with that, can you? That's, I've lost my marker, so you have to just be with me. First Peter 4:7-10, and I'm going to get into a little bit of 11. So, I think I'll let you read that on your own. And then, because I'm not the best reader, I'll just tell you that. But this message or theme, I guess, that you could call it, I kind of borrowed it from a pastor we got to see. We went on to see a family on a family outing, and he gave me an idea by what he did. And it really kind of inspired me, and I'm thinking, wow, yeah, that's good. It's called a bucket list. How many in here has a bucket list in your life of things that you would like to do? Nobody? I've got 1, 2, there you go. Well, I know there's some people in here that I've listened to and talked to and things that I've kind of heard of their bucket list. Some of the things that they would like to do or be involved in sometime in their life before God calls you home. For one, I know Steve would really like to throw the baseball out at a Cardinals game with, you know, especially at the World Series, right? And I know I'm just like Cork and a few other guys in here, friend Ben, we're hunters and we like to go places and hunt things that we don't have around here. It's always saying, oh yeah, I'd like to go do this or do that. One of my things on my bucket list, when I get a chance, is I like to share. I don't share like a lot of people share. I try to include a hunting, fishing story or something that's happened to me in my past or I hope in my future. It's kind of added on to what I was going to get into on the messages. I just got to go to Wyoming. Really fun time. My knees were bothering me because, man, you want to talk about some hills out there. Nothing made for a big guy with bad knees. So I stayed back one evening, stayed at the cabin, iced my knees down and took a nap, got up, and it was like walking into the 50s. Walked out of the cabin, and there's all these old campers. They're called clampers, and they're ladies. Every one of them's ladies. There's like 50 of them out there. And they're all talking and getting things ready. And man, I tell you what, busy little bees. Two of them come over and ask us, well, we didn't think anybody was in that cabin. I says, well, the other guys are hunting and stuff. And they're like talking and telling me all about their campers and stuff and the people they helped on the way. And I said, well, that's pretty nice. I says, yeah. I says, so do you guys have a service or something since you're going to be here Sunday? Boy, the one lady looked at me, oh, she says, we've never thought about that. I says, well, if I'm here Sunday, I would I could have something if we're still here on Sunday. Well, that'd be pretty cool, but why would you do that? Well, I enjoy that. I enjoy telling people about Christ. Sometimes I don't live it to the way I should, but that's the flesh nature. But anyhow, that's kind of, it was neat. Got to talk to the ladies, and one of them came over and ate with us that night. Wow, what a, just unbelievable. That lady talked me into dirt. I mean, she was something. She was fun. But there was 51 ladies all together in that group. They travel all over the country, these old trailers. They have them fixed up and stuff. We did run into one of the ladies the next day, and she come up and she says, if you're not here, she says, I'll make sure there's something fixed up Sunday for the ladies for church. And I thought, well, that's nice. I says, well, I appreciate that. And so and we did leave early and came back. So I hopefully that took, we planted a seed in that group to have a church service if they're somewhere on a Sunday and carry on. So, in the verses that I have, you need to read later.
Can you get the reference?
It is 1 Peter 4, 7 through 10, and a little bit of 11.
Oh, Peter, read it.
You can if you like, yes.
The end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be of sound judgment and a sober spirit for the purpose of prayer. Above all, keep fervent in your love for one another, because love covers a multitude of sins. Being hospitable to one another without complaint, and as each one has received a special gift, employ it in serving one another as a good steward of the manifold grace of God. And I'm not sure how to go.
That's fine enough. Thank you, Jill. Like I said, as we read in the verses Jill just read, when things come to bad times or things like that, we need to be, you know, especially end times for some people, we need to be really serious and watchful in our prayers. We should be thinking of other people instead of ourselves, and watch what we pray for. Like praying for family and friends. People we love. People that's in our life that we don't even know, but we see occasionally. And to help them in governing their path into salvation. And sometimes we do that by the way we talk, our walk, things we do around other people. And just being a light. I always go back to where it says, be a light in the darkness. Can you say you've been a light in the darkness lately? That's what I always try to remember when I get kind of caught up in things at work. I'm like, this ain't me. I can't do this. I got to back out. Guys, sorry, you know, I'm going to go outside. I don't need to be listening to these kind of jokes. I don't need to be listening to this or that. Some of the other things I see in this verse, above all, we should be hospitable. We should take care of other people. They need something, we should help them. Say hi to people. Greet them nicely. Treat them nicely. Hold the door open for somebody at Casey's or Walmart somewhere where they ain't an automatic door. You would not believe the reaction you get when you hold the door open for somebody. You're like, wow. For me? Yeah, my pleasure. Go right on in. We don't always have to be first. And we should do that without grumbling about it. I had a friend of mine that he does a lot of going and doing like mission trips. But then he come home and grumble about going and doing the mission trip. Oh, I spent this much money. I did this. I should have been home doing this. Well, did you get what you wanted to accomplish at your, you know, at mission trip? Priorities. So, if you'd like the bucket list, you can start one by, like everybody else does, you sit down and think and pray. I hope everybody does it that way. First thing on your bucket list, I think, should be praying for your friends and family, and asking Christ, how can I share my faith with them? I do my best to try to share to the guys I hunt and fish with. But you know what? Even I get off track there sometimes. Ben corrected me one time. Well, what do you mean by that? Should you not do that? I'm like, yeah, you're right. So then we go back and make it right. So you should be always adjusting and tweaking that bucket list more towards spiritual things than earthly things. Next thing I see says we should always love one another. And that's a different kind of love than, you know, like, oh, cuddly life kind of love, a fervent love. A love that means, I love you, can I help you? Can I do something for you? Can I share Christ with you? The love of Christ is better than any love that we can muster ourselves. But if we go through Christ, we can actually have that love. I looked up that word. It's hard for me to say. I have problems with my words. So, the fervent word is to describe a person on the thing that should be very strong. Could be a very strong feeling or enthusiasm. Something you will not stop doing. So how would you like somebody to say, you can't stop loving your neighbor even though he's throwing trash in your yard? Oof, that would get me. Okay, I got to do that. Or, we should be loving Afghan people. Look what they've done to some of our military people. Or the Taliban. We should pray for those people. Because, you know, they say they have religion, they have God, but it's not the God I worship. And it also says, always striving to achieve the ultimate goal. So what is our ultimate goal? What is your ultimate bucket list thing? Yes, your list change. But it seems like mine always comes back to help somebody or wanting to help somebody and doing something for somebody or sharing what I have to give to, because Christ is, it's all His. So why should I share it with Him? I felt real bad because one of my bucket list things is to help my buddy Raymond go hunting all the time. I didn't get to go this year with him because I had to work. And but someday I'll make it up to him. I'll get him out, get him going. So when your list changes, don't let it get in your way. Try to get back on track and get towards that bucket list. And I hope your bucket list is to share Christ's love with whoever you come in contact with. My wife does a good job. Sometimes when we're somewhere, she starts talking, I'm like, this ain't the opportunity, I think. Works out. God always works it out. It's great. And I get kind of selfish when she likes to go to the fair and share. It's like, well, that's taking time away from me. Oh, there's that me word again, or I. Gosh, I cannot get away from that. God, give me the strength to be able to do this. For one thing, to stay home by myself and get things, everything she has to do at home while she's gone, to try to get done. I eat at McDonald's a lot when she's gone. So, don't get in the mood of, I failed there again. Or, I don't know if I can make that happen or not. So, Steve, if you said that with your paper, would it have been successful? You know, look at Russ's farming, really successful. Just remember, you young people have that bucket list, pray to God, go for a goal, and have Christ in that goal. So, that leads us into managing your bucket list. God tells you we should be stewards of our time, our money, our possessions, and things like that. Also, to get to these bucket lists, what has God given all of us? Gifts, right? Use your gifts to obtain your bucket list. To be able to share, be able to go after you. I went out to Wyoming. I missed two opportunities to harvest an animal. I should have listened to Ben. Get out and shoot more. Man, I would have probably been more successful. First one was just a dumb, just one of those fever kind of things I think hunters get. But if we can use our gifts that God gives us to share with others and to continue to reach our goals, we should be able to get there. And what I said, and I got wrote down here, is different ways of changing your bucket list. Write down all my wants that I have in life, like spiritual type things. I'd like to reach this, this, and this. Then my goals that are humanistic, and like, you know, hunting, fishing, whatever. I'd like to go see Maine, or I'd like to go into Canada and go fishing or something. Prioritize them, try to mingle them together, and use your other goals to reach Christ's goals, and use Christ's goals to meet your other goals. A friend of mine's a missionary. You've heard me talk about him before. His name's Mike Christian. He's kind of semi-retired, is what he tells me. He's more busy now than he's ever been. But he goes on trips with people to witness to the guys that are on the trip. He says, I don't care if I catch a fish or, you know, harvest an animal or whatever. He says, I'm there to share the gospel. And it's by either cooking meals or talking to them or whatever. Because we can use God's grace that He's given us if we're willing to accept it and take it in His blood. And he'll show you the way. He'll show you openings. I'll promise you that. I don't know if sometimes I don't know how to step through them. But I'll tell you, we got men in this church, ladies in this church, that will, if you have a problem trying to figure it out, call them. They'll sit and talk to you on the phone. I know you can call Marvin or Raymond, Pastor. There's a lot of people. I know I've talked to Russ about it at different meetings, or stopped by his house one time. I had something needed to be welded, and then we talked about something else. There's a lot of people that's got a lot of knowledge in this church, and that's really nice. I know this wasn't a very long message, but hopefully you got something out of it. One thing I want you to do is remember, it's right on the front of my Bible cover. Philippians 4:13, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's just not me. That's all you guys. Just like this family here, they got real good voices. They can sing. Use that gift. Share. So, like I said, encourage everybody. It's tough being up here. and talking and trying to get things ready. But it seems like the prayers of you guys, Christ always gives me something I can figure out or pick something out I can share with you guys. And I just think that's great. Makes me read more, makes me get involved more. And then I get bounced around at other places, and I seen one as I was going through this. It was a cross reference. I thought it was pretty good. I'm having a hard time seeing. I forgot my glasses this morning. So, it's Galatians 1:10. For do I know persecuted men or God, or do I seek to please men? For if I still please men, I would not be abominating. I can't get that word. It's been accepted in of Christ. If I go the flesh, that's the way I get that out of this verse. If I do the vet of the flesh thing, and don't look it through his eyes and try to do things for him and of him, I'll never get to go and enjoy heaven. What did your dad say? How does he do that through Christ? What's he say? How he says grace? I couldn't hear you, Joe. Stand up and say it again.
Christ, that's
it. Sue, think of that. All the riches through Christ, because he paid it for it for all. So, well, thank you. And I know this wasn't very whole complete thing, but I tried. And I want you to just take that bucket list thing, combine them, and use that, because I know we have some families that travel and stuff. Get outside our area, out of our comfort zone. So I thank you, and have a great thing. Oh, I forgot to do one thing, Russ. Just remember, if you don't know Christ, find somebody in our church and have them get with you. And I know there's people here who can show you how that they can lead you to Christ. And I would really appreciate if you would do that. Okay, thank you. You have a good weekend.